So Philip, will bring us God's message
for
today. With the title, Gratefulness.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
感恩節快樂。
Let's bow forward to prayer.
讓我們低頭禱告。
Father, we thank you for truly it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，我們感謝你，因為實在因為你的恩典，我們才能夠來到你的面前。
We thank you, O Lord, that each and every day you are the God that is at work in our lives.
天父，多謝你每一日都在我們的生命裡面來到工作。
Thank you for the testimonies of praise.
多謝我們聽到頭以上的見證。
That you'll continue to show forth your grace unto us, O Lord.
我们祈求主你的恩典继续的在我们生命里面来到彰显。
That even through the storms of life,
就算我们要经历人生的风暴,
we know that you are the God that is always with us.
我们知道你是常与我们同在的神。
We thank you for that grace.
我们为着这个恩典献上感谢。
May you open our ears to hear your word today.
今日求主打开我哋耳朵，让我哋听见你嘅话语。
Open our eyes to see you more clearly.
打开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋能够清晰嘅看见你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now next time you got to start coming up faster if you want to share.
下一次如果你要分享嗰时咧，你要快快嘅。
But I always love hearing the testimonies that people are coming to give.
我時常都好希好啊歡喜咧，聽到人喺呢度作見證。
Especially in the midst of the storms that we have been facing as a church.
特別教會現我哋面對好多嘅風暴。
We need to see God's goodness and encourage one another and give thanks to God even in the midst of our storms.
就算我哋喺風暴當中，我哋都要彼此嘅鼓勵去見證神嘅恩。
And as we come to today's passage, Psalm 100.
我哋今日所讀嘅係詩篇第一百篇。
You're probably very familiar with this psalm.
相信大家都好熟悉啦。
And you probably heard it many times.
你亦都會聽過好多次啦。
But this is a psalm that I always think of when I think of Thanksgiving.
当我过感恩节嘅时候，好多时我就会想起呢一篇嘅诗篇。
The psalm shows us that a thankful heart comes first from knowing who God is.
呢个诗篇提醒我哋，一个感恩嘅心首先系边度嚟咧？就系知道神系边一位。
The thankful heart comes when we know.What he has done for us.
我哋有一个感恩嘅心，当我哋知道神为我哋所作嘅。
So when we first read the psalm, it actually tells us why we are coming.
当我哋一读呢个诗篇嘅时候，诗人就已经话俾我哋听，点解我哋要嚟到。
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing, knowing that the Lord, he is God.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱，你们当晓得耶和华是神。
Why do we come?
点解我哋要嚟到？
It's very simple.
好简单。
We worship. We come because we know that the Lord is God.
我哋嚟到呢度敬拜，因为我哋知道耶和华是神。
And why do we come to worship? We want to come to worship. We have the desire to have.Worship.
为什么我们来到敬拜？因为我们有这个渴慕去敬拜，因为我们要来敬拜。
We're coming to adore and to delight in the Almighty God.
我们来到这里去敬拜全能的神，我们以神为乐。
You know, when you delight in God, means that you treasure Him above all things.
当你以神为乐的时候，你是看神比万有更为宝贵。
John 4:23 reminds us that we have to come to worship.In spirit and in truth.
而约翰福音第四章嗰度提醒我哋，我哋要以心灵和诚实嚟到敬拜。
And that truth emphasizes an understanding of knowing who God is.
呢个真实，呢个真理嘅意思就系话，我哋要去明白、认识到神系边一位。
To understand His character, His nature.
我哋要知道神嘅本性同佢嘅位格。
And it is in the spirit that as we come in with our heart,
用心灵嘅诚实嘅嚟到
worship must come from the depths of our soul.
意思就系你嘅敬拜系要从心灵嘅深处发出嚟
All right, your everyday worship when you come to worship.
每一天当你去敬拜嘅时候
，You must come with a heart that delights in the Lord。
你就系要用一个以神为乐嘅心嚟到敬拜。
That when we come to worship, we're realizing that we're coming to the presence of God。
当我哋嚟敬拜嘅时候，我哋要知道我哋系嚟到神呢个主宰面前嚟。
And where does that heart of thanksgiving come？
而一个感恩嘅心从何而嚟呢
？It comes from a proper understanding of who God is。
当我哋对神有个正确嘅认识而嚟。
It comes with a proper relationship to God。
当我哋同神有个正确嘅关系嗰度而嚟。
Right? To know who God is and know what He's done for us。
我哋要认识神系边一位，而神为我哋做咗啲乜嘢。
Verse 3。
第三节。
Psalmist reminds us that God is our creator. He is the one who made us.Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
第三節咁樣講，我哋嚟曉得耶和華係我哋嘅神，我們是他造的，也是屬他的，我們是他的民，也是他草場的羊。
You know, as creatures,
我哋係被造物。
We're all created to worship God, to be in awe of God.
我哋被造嘅時候，我哋係一個要去敬拜神。
And this is what gives us the proper perspective of life.
就是这样我们先至用一个正确的方法去看生命。
And that's what Pastor Garnett was actually trying to tell us last Sunday.
星期日Garnett 牧师就是这样的教导我们。
That life is worship.
活着就是敬拜。
And worship is life.
敬拜就是活着。
So when we understand really how to praise and live and worship God,
如果我们真正要明白如何的去赞美敬拜同赞美神同埋活的呢
then we realize what life is all about.
我们就知道生命是什么回事。
And worship is life.
敬拜就是活着。
That we were all created, why? To worship and to live for God.
我们被造的时候原意是我们要去敬拜神，为神而活。
You know, we need to remind ourselves each and every day that we are not the center of the universe.
我们每一天都要自我提醒，我们不是这个宇宙的核心。
The world does not revolve around me.
这个世界也都不是围着我们走。
You know, I hate to tell some people that.
有些人觉得这个是很难消化。
You know, the world does not revolve around you.
这个世界不是围着你来走的。
It's God's world. He made it.
这个是神的世界，这个是神所创造的世界。
The world revolves around God, and He is the one that is in control.
这个世界是围着神而走，而神就是掌管的这一位。
And having this proper perspective,
当我们有这个正确的观点的时候，
this is what enables us to live life with joy and gladness and thankfulness.
让我们过活的时候能够充满一个喜乐感谢的心。
To live for God and not myself.
我们能够为神而活，不是为自己而活。
Now, that's what it says here, that the thankfulness begins here, knowing and acknowledging the Lord as God.
我们怎样可以有个感恩的心，由哪里开始呢？就是知道耶和华是神。
God is the maker.
神就是这个创造者。
And He made us for a very special purpose.
而他创造我们是有一个特别的目的的。
Right? We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
我们是他的子民，是他草场的羊。
You belong to God. You are His people.
你是属于神的，你是祂的子民。
You are created to love Him, to be in fellowship with Him.
你被造的时候，你是要与祂相交的，有这个关系的。
And we should be amazed at that.
我们应该觉得这个是很奇妙的。
The Almighty God.
一个全能的神。
Desires to be in relationship to us.
但是乐意的与我们有关系。
He comes to say to you, you are my people, you belong to me.
他今天跟你说，你是我的子民，你是属于我的。
You know, and that should make us realize we are special before God's eyes.
就是因为这样，我们都会看到我们在神的眼中，我们是多么特别的。
And we should be in awe that God would actually love us.
我哋应该觉得好赞叹，原来神竟然会爱我哋。
He says we are His, we belong to God.
我哋系属于佢嘅，我哋
系
佢嘅子
民。It describes a possession.
喺呢度佢描述咗一个拥有权。
In a not a negative sense that He treats you like an object.
唔系话一个负面嘅话系。你是一个物质。
It's actually an expression of great affection, great love for you and for me.
其实在这里就是表达神对你和我这一份的大爱。
You are His beloved people.
你是他所爱的子民。
You know, he uses this analogy here that you are a sheep in verse 3. We are the sheep in His pasture.
他这里做一个比较。比较就在第三节说我们就是他草场的羊。
You know, and we said that many times, right? Sheep are not actually the smartest animals around.
我们讲过很多次羊呢不是很聪明的。
You know, they, if you think about, you know, survival of the fittest,
如果你说适者生存,
sheep should be really dead by now.
现在应该没有羊了。
You know, they have no defense against predators, really.
因为对要捕食他们的他根本是没有智慧的能力。
They have no teeth that can fight, no claws that can protect themselves.
他们没有尖的牙齿他们没有利的爪。
You know, as we heard before, sheep, they just wander around, eat, and get lost. Right?
我们都听过了啲羊食饱了就会去迷失路的了。
You know, sheep are totally reliant on someone else to protect them.
羊是完全依赖别的保护。
You know, this is the picture that the psalmist wants us to see.
诗人就是让我们 看到这一幅的图画。
We are the sheep of God's pasture.
我们是神草场的羊。
You know, and God is the one that watches and shepherds each and every one of us.
神就在那里去牧养去带领我们每一位。
You know, Psalm 53:6 reminds us, all of us like sheep have gone astray. Each to us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquities of all to fall on him.
以赛亚书53章第六节这样讲，我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
You know, we're all sheep that have gone astray in many ways.
我们真的好像羊走迷一样。
We've turned away from God, we've sinned against him.
我们转离神，我们得罪神犯罪。
And we ultimately deserve God's wrath and his judgment.
而最终我们配得的就是神的审判和惩罚。
Yet God the shepherd never abandons his sheep.
但是神这位牧者从来没有撇下他的羊。
He shows us his goodness, he shows us his love and mercy.
他就让他的爱、慈爱和怜悯给过我们。
God the Father sends his son to come to the cross, to be nailed on that cross, to pay for the penalties of our sins.
父神差派他的儿子来到世上，被钉十字架，去付上我们的赎价。
John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
用福音十章十一节讲，耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
It is the work of that good shepherd on the cross.
就是这一位好牧人在十字架为我们成就的。
That brings us forgiveness of sin and restores our relationship to God.
让我们罪得赦免，而我们和神的关系能够回复。
That if you would trust in him as your Lord and Savior,
如果你相信他成为你的救主，
you can have a restored relationship with God.
你和神的关系亦都能够和好。
And why did he send the son?
为什么他要差派他的儿子呢？
Because he loves you, John 3:16.
因为约翰福音三章十六节话俾我哋听，神爱我哋。
There's no greater love than what God has done for us is to send his beloved son to die on the cross for us.
冇一个爱系比神爱我哋嘅爱更加大，因为神差派佢嘅爱子为我哋嘅罪。
How do you respond to this type of love?
你对呢一种嘅爱作一个如何嘅回应呢？
Do you know this love of God and what He's done for you?
你认唔认识到神对你嘅呢一份爱系为你做咗啲乜嘢咧？
You're a Christian here today.
今日如果你系基督徒嘅话，
That's a good thing.
呢一个系一件美好嘅事。
If you're not, you don't know Christ here today.
如果今日你仲未认识主耶稣基督嘅，
It's not a good thing.
呢件唔系一件好事。
But the great thing is that Christ comes and offers his love to you.
但一个最好的信息是什么呢? 就是让你知道耶稣来到这里,让你得着父神的爱。
That if you know, you realize you do need God in your life.
让你知道在你的生命里面你需要神。
Realizing that we're not in control of all things.
让我们知道我们不能够去掌控一切的事情。
Knowing that we are a sinner and we will face God's judgment.
亦都知道我们是罪人,我们会面对神的审判。
God says, come to me, come to me.
神就说,来到我这里。
Receive me as your Lord.
接受我成为你的主宰,
My, your Savior,
是你的救主,
and you too will have the forgiveness of sins and life eternal.
而你一样能够罪得赦免有永恒的生命。
But becoming a Christian is just the beginning.
但是, 成为一个基督徒只不过是一个开始。
You know, when you become a Christian, this is where real life begins.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候, 你真正的生命就开始了。
This is the new life that we always talk about.
这个是我们所说的新的生命。
Right, now that you're a Christian, you have a restored relationship to God, you now can fellowship with God day and night.
当你成为基督徒, 你和神的关系和好的时候, 现在,
No, He is the God that desires to have a relationship with us. So coming to Christ is only the beginning. You know, after you come to Christ, you are given that new heart because the Spirit lives within you. And it's that Spirit that works within your heart to bind you to Christ. And it's the same Spirit that comes to make you clean, to make you holy. That as you are the sheep of His pasture,
你就是祂草场的羊,
you become the people of His kingdom. He is the one that begins to shepherd you through the Spirit working within your heart. That is the guarantee of your salvation. That if you have the Spirit working within you, it's His power that will make you holy. It's His promise and His guarantee that you will go to glory. And He is the one that begins now to fellowship with you day by day.
而每一天,祂亦都与你相交。
You're His child.
你是祂的儿女。
And He desires to walk with you intimately day by day.
而祂乐意的就是每天与你亲密的同行。
He wants you to know Him.
祂乐意的你去认识祂。
Just as He knows you.
正如祂认识你。
J.I. Packer says in his book, Knowing God,
J.I. Packer这个作者在 他所写的这本书叫做《认识神》。
He says that the study of the nature and character of God is the most practical project anyone can engage in.
他这样说,他说,一个人能够做到最实际的功夫,就是去认识神的本性和神的位格。
Knowing about God, His attributes and His character are crucially important for the living out of our lives.
去认识神的位格和祂的属性,对于我们去活出我们生命是很重要的。
Knowing God, knowing His character,
去认识神,认识祂的位格,
knowing His attributes,
祂的属性,
they are crucially important to us.
对于我们来说是十分十分重要。
You know, and some people, you know, come to Christ and they believe in Christ as their Lord and Savior.
有些人相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主,为他们的主宰。
And they think that's enough.
他们就觉得够了。
They see God's holiness, they understand His justice.
他见到神的圣洁,他见到神的公义。
They see the need for, you know, forgiveness of sins.
他看到他们需要罪得。
So they want to believe in Jesus for their life eternal. But after they become a Christian, they stop growing in their knowledge of God. There's no desire or personal faith to really seek a relationship with God.
他们的信心没使到他们去跟神有这个关系,
you know, it's basically like getting married.
就是好像结了婚,
and then, oh, I've got the prize.
你说,我得了个奖了,
oh, now I don't have to grow in intimacy with my spouse.
Oh, 我现在跟我的配偶呢,不需要再深入我们的关系。
You know, I don't need time to take, you know, to understand her character, her personalities anymore.
我不需要再花时间去明白她的性格或者她的性情。
And there's no intimacy of heart.
在我们的心里面是没有这个深深的结合。
We don't know her desires, her fears.
我不知道她希望有什么,我也不知道她为了什么来惧怕。
We don't take time to understand the little things that bring them joy.
我也不理会到有什么会带给她有喜乐的。
Or we fail to see their inner beauty and the intimacy, fail to have that intimacy of relationship.
又或者我们看不到他的内在美，我们看不到我们需要继续有这个亲密的关系。
God desires to have that intimate relationship to us.
神是乐意和我们有一个亲密的关系。
The Bible describes all over the place that we are actually the bride of Christ.
圣经在很多地方去描述我们就是好像基督的辛苦一样。
And it's the amazing thing that God desires to know us intimately in that way.
神就是要亲密的这样的认识我们。
To have a relationship with you.
让我们有这个关系。
That we would be ones who would desire to seek His beauty, to seek to know His character, His goodness, His grace.
让我们能够去认识神的荣美、神的属性、神的恩典。
God doesn't want us just to be acquaintances or friends.
神不是要我们只是做一个很熟络的朋友。
God uses this illustration of marriage between Christ and His church many, many times.
圣经用了很多次用基督和教会的关系就好像新郎和新妇的关系。
And we are to desire Christ.
我们要渴求基督,
to see His beauty, His majesty and glory.
去看到祂的荣美, 祂的尊贵和祂的荣耀,
to be in awe of who He is.
让我们去敬拜祂。
Now that's, God wants that relationship with us.
神就是要我们有这种的关系。
He wants us to worship Him, to praise Him for who He is.
让我们去赞美祂,去敬拜祂,因为神就是神。
Now this is really the heart of worshiping and thanksgiving.
这个就是一个真正敬拜和感恩的心。
You know, and we talk about worship, but worship isn't just something we do every Sunday.
我们讲到敬拜,不是只是礼拜日,我们来到这里敬拜。
And we don't pray just between breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
我们的祈祷不是只是早餐、午餐、晚餐。
But we must fellowship intimately with God day by day.
但是每一天的是深深的与神相交。
Moment by moment.
每一刻的。
God lives in your soul through the Holy Spirit.
神藉着圣灵是住在你的灵里面。
And when you read His Word,
而当你去读神的话语,
it's the Spirit that makes His Word come alive in your heart.
是圣灵使神的话活在你的生命里面。
That as you pray and commune with God,
当你去祈祷与神相交,
it is the Spirit that makes your prayers effective and lifts them up to Christ.
是圣灵使你的祷告带到去基督面前, 让你的祷告有效。
And we have to realize in the busyness of life,
我们在繁忙的生活里面,
just as we encourage each and every person to cultivate the intimacy with their spouse,
就等于在繁忙的生命里面，我们鼓励人要和他的配偶培养他的关系。
To spend time, quality time, to have intimate time with your children.
和你的儿女有这个亲密的关系。
To understand them, to know them, to love them.
去明白他们，去认识他们，去爱他们。
The same way, we need to cherish that opportunity we have with the Lord.
但是同样我们要珍惜与主的
Your relationship with the Lord must be nurtured.
因为你和神的关系一样要被 喂羊。
There must be a commitment for you to draw near to God.
你要有呢个委身去靠近神，去亲近神。
Verse 5 says, For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
第五节，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Packer says, Truly knowing God is a personal relationship where you know his attributes, his character, his desires, his likes and dislikes.
Jay Packer, 牧师亦都咁样讲，他话同神有呢个关系呢，其实就是认识神嘅位格、神嘅属性、神所乐意嘅、神嘅喜爱同埋神嘅唔喜爱。
The question is, do you see the goodness of God each and every day?
个问题是在每日的生命里面，你有没有看到神的美善呢？
You see the love of God.
你看不看到神的爱呢？
Evident in your life.
你有没有看到神在你生命去证明他的爱呢？
And do you realize that God, your God, is always faithful?
你又知不知道你的神是永远信实的呢？
You know, is that the God that you have a picture of? A God that is good, a God that is perfectly loving.
你所认识的神是不是这样呢？完全的美善，完全的充满爱。
And a God that is totally faithful.
而这个也都是完全信实的神。
You know, many times we read Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, and we think we just apply this to our, you know, godly, good godly Christian character.
很多时候我们读加拉太书第五章讲到属灵的果子的时候，我们以为这一些就是去描述一个属灵的基督徒。
But if you cross out the first, but the fruit of the Spirit, if you put God there,
如果我们头那几个字，圣灵所结的果子，我们不读，但我们代替用神代替
它。It actually helps us to see God's character very clearly.
就帮助我们很清楚地能够看到神的属性。
It says God is love, God is joy, He's peace, He's patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All these traits are God's.
我们就说神是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔。这些全部都是神的属性。
The full essence of each trait is fully and perfectly in God Himself.
这每一个精义的本质都完全无瑕疵的在神里面。
This describes the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for us.
在这里就是让我们看到圣父、圣子、圣灵就是这样的。
And Christ, the Son of God, the perfect man,
而圣子就是主耶稣基督这个完全的人。
And he embodied all these traits completely without blemish.
是完全无瑕疵的拥有这里每一个的精义。
And it's called the fruit of the Spirit.
这个叫圣灵的果子。
When the Spirit lives in us, in you.
而这个的圣灵亦都居喺你同我心中。
That when you become a Christian,
当你成为基督徒嘅时候
，This is the fruit that He desires to bear in your life.
圣灵就要结出呢一个喺你生命里边结出呢一个嘅果子。
The Spirit grows this fruit in your life.
就系圣灵喺你生命里边结出呢一个嘅果子。
Why?
点解？
It's to make you more and more into the image of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18.
就是好像哥林多前书咁后书咁样讲，让你更加像基督。
God embodies all these traits.
神有咗呢一啲所有嘅特征。
Do we see God that way?
我哋有冇咁样睇到神呢？
And these fruits are singular.
而呢个果子系单数嘅。
And this fruit comes as a bouquet for us.
呢一个果子就系好似一束花咁样嚟到我哋当中。
And it's made up of many single flowers.
系有好多枝花束埋一齐。
But they all come as a whole.
但系嚟嘅模样系一束花。
And when your life with Christ and your relationship is growing,
当你喺基督嘅生命，你嘅关系系成长紧嘅。
It will produce these fruits of the Spirit in your life.
在你的生命里面，你就会结出这个果子。
And it does produce a heart of gratefulness and thanksgiving.
也都会培养了一个感恩的心。
Now I know that many of us are going through life circumstances that a lot of times doesn't really, it covers over our thankfulness and sometimes even our joy.
我知道我们有很多人也都在经历着生命里面经历着一些难处而遮盖了我们的喜乐。
It is in the times of this brokenness and circumstances of life.
但是当我们就在生命的破碎或者在生命这些处境里面。
That makes it very difficult to have a heart of thanksgiving.
让我们很难有一个感恩的心。
Right? But these are the times where we need to draw near to God.
但是就在这些时刻我们要靠近神。
To dwell within His Word.
我们要居在祂的话语里面。
You know, just as David shared that each day they would read the Psalms to his mom.
就好像 David 刚才分享，每一天会跟他妈妈读一篇的诗篇。
And it's God's word that begins to bring comfort and peace and rest within our soul.
就是因为神的话语会带给我们安慰，让我们的灵得着安息。
Because it's through these readings of Psalms that actually reminds us to know who God is.
因为当我们读诗篇的时候，我们就会被提醒神是哪一位。
So when we dwell on His character, these fruits,
当我们去认识神是哪一位，我们认识这些属灵的果子。
When we think about His attributes that He's holy, eternal, and sovereign,
当我们去明白祂的属性，祂是圣洁的，祂是永恒的。
That He is a God
who
is always loving and kind and good.
祂时常都是美善的，都是慈爱的，有怜悯的。
Therefore, when we read His Word, we can cling to His promises.
以致当我们读祂的话语的时候，我们能够捉紧祂的应许。
Because when we remember His goodness,
当我们去记起祂的美善，
we revel also in His power.
我们同时能够是捉紧看到祂的大能。
That as we reflect on His faithfulness, His mercy and grace,
当我们去想到祂的信实、祂的怜悯、祂的恩典，
we're able to remember and see His love,
我们就会记起祂的爱
and His grace,
祂的恩典。
You know, His love endures forever,
祂的爱永远长存，
through all the way to life eternal and beyond.
一直至到去到永恒不止息。
If you are God's chosen,
如果你是神所拣选，
you know, that's the promise that we have.
这个就是我们所得着的应许。
And nothing you ever face in life, no matter what the circumstances,
无论你在人生里面要面对什么都好，无论你在什么处境都好，
there's nothing that can ever separate you from His love.
没有一样东西能使你与基督的爱隔绝。
The real joy that comes from the Holy Spirit,
圣灵所带来真正的喜乐，
is independent or separated from our life circumstances.
圣灵所赐的喜乐不是基于人生去到某一个的光景。
The joy of a Christian is based on who we know God is.
因为一个基督徒的喜乐是基于认识到神是哪一位。
It's based on our relationship to Him.
是基于我们同神的关系。
So we must cling to God.
我们必然的是要捉紧的是神。
We must realize that precious gift of His love that He's given to us.
我们要知道祂已经将这份宝贵的爱赐过给我们。
And in reality, this is the only way that the Christian lives.
而事实上，一个基督徒生活的方式就是这一种方式。
When we truly know Christ,
当我们实在的认识基督，
it leads us to a worshipful heart of God.
就会带领我们去到真正的去敬拜神。
And it goes back to our theme that we've been preaching for the last 6 months.
在过去的六个月，我们的讲道的主题，
it's all connected.
是有关的。
To live is Christ.
活着是基督。
We live for Christ.
我们为基督而活。
Our life is a constant worship of Christ.
我们的生命是持续的去敬拜基督。
And even Pastor Garnett's message last week, to live is worship and worship is to live.
上個禮拜 Garnett 牧師嘅講道主題，活著是敬拜，敬拜是活著。
The life we live today.
今日我哋所活嘅
is a life that is to know Christ.
就係一個要認識神嘅生命。
And when we know Christ,
而當我哋認識神嘅時候
it leads us to the worship of Christ.
就會帶領到我哋去敬拜神。
That each and every day we live to worship Christ.
每一日我哋嘅生命就係活著為要敬拜基督。
Let us pray.
讓我哋低頭禱告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋為著你嘅話語獻上感謝。
It truly helps us to see who you are.
幫助我哋去睇到你係邊一位。
It clearly shows us your wonderful love, grace, and mercy.
讓我哋睇到你奇妙嘅愛。
It displays your power,
亦都彰顯你嘅大能,
your glory,
你嘅榮耀。
And Father, I do pray and thank you.
天父，我哋感謝你。
For it is through your word that you reveal yourself to us.
因為藉住你嘅話語，你彰顯自己。
That as we experience life,
當我哋經歷人生,
it is your word that helps us to interpret the things that are going on in our lives.
係你嘅話語讓我哋去知道我哋所經歷嘅。
May you help us to get a clear picture to know your character, your attributes.
幫助我哋認識你嘅位格，你嘅屬性。
And therefore help us to interpret the things that we face each and every day.
以致我哋能夠明白去了解我哋每一日所面對嘅。
And in the midst of these trials and storms,
當我哋喺風暴當中，當我哋喺困境裏邊
，to know that you're the Almighty Loving God,
讓我哋知道你係呢個全能嘅主宰，
who
充滿愛嘅。
Is in control of all things,
而你亦都係掌管一
切。That even in the midst of our trials,
就算我哋喺試煉當中
，even though we sometimes feel we're thrown into the crucible and being burned alive,
有時我哋覺得我哋好似被掉咗喺個火爐裏邊。
Father, we know that your hands protect us.
但我哋知道主係你親手嘅去保護我哋。
You are the one that walks along with us.
就係你親自嘅與我哋同行。
And it's your spirit that carries us through.
亦都係你嘅靈帶領我哋經過。
To refine our faith.
讓我哋嘅信心去磨練我哋。
To make us more holy and just.
讓我哋更加得到聖潔同埋公義，
into the image of Christ，
更加像基督。
Father, help us to know you，
天父幫助我哋認識你，
and to know the grace that you've given to us，
亦都係認識你俾我哋嘅恩典。
We thank you for Jesus，
我哋為耶穌獻上感謝。
And the work that He's done in our lives，
亦都佢喺我哋生命所做嘅工。
Lord, help us to live for Christ，
幫助我哋為基督而活。
In Jesus' name we pray，
奉耶穌基督嘅名字祈求。
Amen。Amen。Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 433. Thank you, Lord.